Football Scoreboard Show. Football! Every score, every game, every coach. You'll hear it all from this week in high school football. The New Way Forward Football Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7 is also brought to you by Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Feld Fire, Mackey Motors, Outlaw Graphics, DMAC and Carroll, New Way Forward, Gatorade, Curb Appeal, and Motor In. Now let's get you caught up with all the scores.
Thank you so much, John, as we welcome you in to another edition, week six edition of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM as well as a Kick 106.7. Casey Miners with you.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Sorry about that. We welcome you back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM and a Kick 106-7. Casey Miners and Nick Brinks with you right now as we are coming to you live here from the KCIM studios. Week 6 of the high school football season officially done with. We'll talk with multiple area coaches coming into tonight. We will run through scores with games through Craig Rowiter, Ryan Steinkamp, Austin Stolk, Sean Burks, Nathan Lindsay, Eric McCullough, Dave Prescott, Corey McCarville, as well as Brian Case. All coming up here throughout the night. We'll step away, take a break, run into districts, and talk with some of those coaches when we come back on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Clogged gutters, dirty windows, lint-filled dryer vents. Don't wait till it's too late. At Curb Appeal of WCI, we make home care simple. Our gutter cleaning protects your roof and foundation from costly water damage. Our dryer vent cleaning improves airflow, lowers energy bills, and reduces fire risk. And our window cleaning leaves your home brighter, streak-free, and full of natural light. Protect your home, save money, enjoy the view. Call Curb Appeal of WCI today at 712-210-9580.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
In the studio with you guys as we are going to run through all the scores here week six of the high school football season as well as catch up with all of the area coaches coming up for you as well. Nick Brinks in studio with me as we had the Kemper game tonight. Privilege of calling that one on KCIM right here, Nick. And Kemper continues to roll throughout the season. We'll talk with head coach Ryan Steinkamp coming up throughout the show as well. What did you really see from the Knights tonight out on the field? It looks like the defense played good and the offense got rolling pretty early.
Yeah, the offense was good early, and Spirit Lake, it looked like they might – they're not a team that's going to roll over, so they didn't do that. It was 14-0 Kemper before Spirit Lake had a first down, and then Spirit Lake was able to move down the field. And trick plays were really what kept them in it early. They had a couple trick plays in the first half. The first one was about a 47-yarder for a kid that hasn't carried the ball all season. It was kind of a double handoff reverse type play. He got them inside the red zone, and then they got a quarterback run to get on the board. And then a couple touchdowns later for Kemper, they're leading 28-7. Spirit Lake does another trick play where they hand it off to the running back, then they kind of throw it back to the quarterback, and he runs it in for 29 yards, and it's 28-14 at the half. But before even 28-14, a big play in that first half, it's 14-7 Kemper. Spirit Lake has just forced Kemper, I think, to go for it near midfield on fourth down. They get the ball back. They drive into the red zone, or they get the ball back deep in their own territory, and on third down and long, kind of a bad idea for their quarterback, but he throws into traffic under pressure. It's picked off by Brayton Alford, and he returns it for a pick six. Kemper's first defensive touchdown of the season. So at that point, they went up 28-7. That was a big moment because it felt like up 14-7 at the time, Spirit Lake had the football deep in their own territory, but that was a drive that Spirit Lake could come out and make a statement if you march down the field and tie it up with Kemper at 14. But big swing there. Instead of maybe 14-14, it's 28-7, and Spirit Lake does get one more answer before halftime. But never did it really feel like Kemper was in trouble, but Spirit Lake, they kept feeling like they had openings to jump back into the ball game. Spirit Lake was going to get the football first in the second half, so they scored with 15 seconds left in the first half. They come out, get the ball in the third quarter, and I can't remember if that's the drive where they actually went down the field, got to the red zone, but turned it over on downs. So there were some plays where they had chances to get right back in it, to make it a touchdown game a couple times. But Kemper always was just a step ahead, doing enough to stay out front. And then eventually in the third and fourth quarter, Jaron Hoffman just took over the game. They pretty much stopped passing. It just ran it exclusively with him, and he picked up probably 120 yards and a couple touchdowns just in the third and fourth quarter. So he had a big night, most coming in the third and fourth quarter. Baiting was rock solid as usual, 200-plus passing yards, a couple touchdowns, and then Alford, Glenn, and Vanami, the big three receivers, they all did what they've been doing this season. And Brayton Alford was our player of the game, primarily for his defense, had a pick six, forced fumble, strip sack, leading tackler, like 14 tackles tonight. He was all over, and then had 74 receiving yards too. So second week in a row that he was our player of the game. Just all-around solid effort. I knew coming in that there was a good chance that Spirit Lake's 1-4 record was a little deceiving because they had played close games to Western Christian and Okoboji, a couple other top five teams. But just looking at Spirit Lake tonight, they were punchy. They stayed in it. And I think that maybe says a lot about how they played against Western Christian and Okoboji, and Kemper has continued to handle all of these teams. Like, It seems like Kemper is kind of up on their own little echelon up
this
here.
This was Kemper's closest game tonight so far this season. They won it by 20.
I think the first game with Cherokee was technically 16.
Yeah.
But yeah, district play and tonight was maybe the first night that they didn't dominate in the first half and like pretty much turn the lights out on the opponent. Or if they didn't do that in the first half, they did it in the second half. It was just kind of mostly slow and steady tonight, but they did enough, and Spirit Lake got one extra touchdown at the end to make it a 20-point game.
We talked here tonight, you know, while games were going on, and I told Craig, who is going to join us later, I said, you take away, I think really, Kemper's, the team that you saw against Cherokee Washington in the first half against Algona, and you took the team now, completely different team. They have come out and they have played complete football since that second half of that Algona game on.
Yeah, and I've seen them now four times in their 6 weeks, and it seems like every week they're doing something where they're getting better, and Coach Steinkamp has to love that, where you see improvement on the field each week, and it's typically been defensively. Tonight, honestly, was maybe not a game that they took a step forward like we've been seeing, but I didn't think that Spirit Lake would be a rollover team. I thought I love their head coach. I used to interview him all the time when I worked up there. So I was happy to say hi to him before the game, but he's an excellent coach, and I know that even though they're down this year, they're not a team that's likely to get to a championship appearance this year, but they were down three starters on both sides of the ball just from Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday to now, they lost three starters. And so they had a lot of guys play that haven't really touched the ball all season, and they stayed in it. And Kemper had to work for every yard, every score tonight, and it never really felt like it was in doubt, but Spirit Lake was always just one step away from getting right back into it, and Kemper was able to keep them at bay. So that was good to see.
Other scores from Class 2A, District 2, as we heard, Kemper beat Spirit Lake tonight 41-21. It was OABCIG all over ELC 50-21. Knights will have ELC on the road next week back at home against Okoboji the following week, the final week of the regular season. Okoboji won tonight in overtime over Southeast Valley 34-31. If you're Kemper, you got to like your chances going out the rest of the season, seeing how close Spirit Lake played Okoboji. Okoboji beat them by 7, and then Okoboji wins in overtime tonight, coming from behind to beat Southeast Valley. Okoboji was down 28-14 in that ball game. So you got to like your chances for Kemper going forward, but you can't slow down. You got to keep going.
Yeah, that'll be a nice, I don't want to say a break, but ELC, they've struggled. Mm-hmm. It's been a down year for them. They have really struggled. That'll be hopefully a game that Kemper can go in and just make it look easy. But sometimes those are trap games. You're kind of, I know Coach Steinkamp, he'll be the last one to tell you that he's looking 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
He's always looking one game out.
Yep.
I don't think it'll be a trap game, but it could. That would be a classic example of a trap game. You know you've got a district championship to win the following week, and you've got a team that hasn't won a game. I don't think they've won a game. I haven't looked. So I think they'll be prepared. They'll look to roll next week, and I think if they don't roll, they'll be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But going into that Okoboji game, again, they feel like they should be in a really good spot to win the district if they just keep doing what they're doing. Offensively, you don't really have any worries. They're checking all the boxes there, and the defense continues to play really, really well. And tonight it was just trick plays that Spirit Lake did that Coach Steinkamp, we'll hear the interview in a little while, but he just said, They outsmarted us on some of those, and so that made for some big plays for them, and both of their touchdowns came on those trick play drives. So I think if you take those out, Kemper's close to maybe a shutout, not quite, but yeah, they were pretty happy tonight.
We'll run you through some other scores. We'll look at 8-man District 9. Audubon all over Glidden Ralston tonight, 84-0. We'll hear from Coach Prescott and Coach Burks coming up later on tonight. Woodbine rolls by Coon Rapids Baird, 70-6. We'll hear from Coach Lindsay coming up as well. Arweva gets a win at home, their final home game of the season. They beat Griswold 63-12, and then Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton with a really big win over Cam that opens the door for Arweva's still playoff hopes. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton beats Cam 56-52. We'll talk with Rockets head coach Austin Stoke when we come back on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me on the phone right now is the victorious coach, Austin Stolk, from the Arweva Rockets. The Rockets took care of Griswold tonight, 63-12. Congratulations, coach, and tell us a little bit about it.
Hey, yeah, thanks again. You know, it was nice to see our guys come out and get a response from our game last week. You know, last week we didn't necessarily feel like we were ready to play football in the first quarter, and that was my fault as a coach to not have the guys ready. And we came out this week and you know, we delivered right away with a 50-yard rush touchdown from Wyatt Regaler on our first drive down the field. So we were able to put up 41 in the first, 48-0 in the halftime it was. And then our defense did their jobs as well, and we were able to force a lot of three and outs. And, you know, our detail was a lot better. Particularly, I thought we did a nice job in special teams. Wyatt had a couple punt returns for touchdowns. And you know, a really big deal that gets overlooked is, you know, for our kickoff unit, we got Devin Ehlers that's kicking touchbacks almost every time. So little details like that are important, you know, and it was nice to see that tonight from last week. And we need to keep going forward for the next 2 weeks.
So being up 48-0 at halftime, and you said you had an opening drive that you went 50 yards and put it right in the barn. So of the other drives, did you do it through the air or on the ground or combination?
Yeah, you know, Jim, we only threw the ball, I think it was five times tonight. Grant Wilkins tonight, he was 4 for 5 for 82 yards and one touchdown, you know, but But the reality of it is, you know, we were able to run the football pretty well with multiple guys. You know, in the second half, we were able to sprinkle some guys in there. At tailback, Jack Musco had 12 rush for 36 yards. You know, Jose Arellano had one rush for a touchdown. So, you know, we were able to get some guys some reps that don't typically get reps. And, you know, we don't have enough guys to play a JV schedule. So it was nice to see some of our young guys get some more playing time, you know, not just on special teams, but on offense and defense as well.
Yeah, you know, you talk about, you know, getting some of those younger kids to play. Who are some of those younger kids then that really shined tonight?
Yeah, you know, I thought we got a lot of young guys that stepped up in the second half. Colter Hinders, he played center for us, and he also did a really nice job at middle linebacker for us, flowing and making some good plays. You know, Deegan Klink up front defensively on our defensive line, as well as Emmett Toft, did a nice job of getting some disruption for their quarterback. And then, you know, Damon Thompson, he's a starter for us, but he stayed in for a little while, and we saw some nice strides from him at times tonight of doing his job, keeping contain on the outside. And, you know, same thing with Charlie Moosefield. He's a freshman for us on the other side too. So, you know, those are three of our three freshmen, specifically that, you know, you could tell when some of them guys came in the football game right away in the third quarter there, you know, we were a little bit timid with things. You know, they were able to have a 38 yard rushing touchdown, and we had just some gaps that were a little bit too big. But, you know, after we explained to a couple guys things they did wrong, they were able to play a little bit more physical style football, you know, and get a couple defensive stops and execute on offense as well.
Yeah, you know, you said something, you know, you don't have enough to play JV. So, you know, Friday nights are the nights that the kids get to shine. And with a game like tonight, you know, when you score 63 and hold them to 12, you know, they're going to get a chance to play quite a bit. So, you know, that's good that they get to see that on Friday night when, you know, everybody's there instead of, you know, you're not going to have all your fans there if you had a JV game. So
that's exactly right. You know, and I think most importantly, though, to these guys is, you know, what's great about our younger classmen is, you know, everybody understands their role. And you know, you're a freshman or sophomore, and, you know, you don't just – it's not given to you that you're going to get to play at varsity level football. But you know, those guys, they understand what their role is, and they're very selfless in their act and how they go about things. And we got a lot of good kids in the freshman and sophomore class. You know, those guys, they were 100% weight room attendance the entire summer long, and, you know, preseason as well, everything in preseason. So, you know, it's nice to see some of those guys, like we've been talking, get some live reps and see them have some success both on offense and on defense.
Well, that's good. You know, we're going to talk here real quick. You know, that moves you to 3-2 now, so you're right in the hunt for this you know, for a playoff spot. So you got to feel real happy about that. And you know, so then I was going to go on now that you step out of district next week and you go to Newell Fonda. So, you know, tell us a little bit if you know anything about Newell Fonda.
Yeah, you know, historically and kind of what I've seen a little bit on stats is they're going to air the football out a lot. You know, I think last I saw they had a 1-point game with Remsen State Mary's tonight. So, you know, who we scrimmaged against and thought we kind of competed with as well. So, it's going to be a tough matchup. Our as far as our pass coverage goes, we have to dial in a little bit more on our pass coverage this week. You know, we've been working on it the last couple weeks, and I think our guys have gotten a lot better in pass coverage and understanding certain situations, you know, with down and distance and stuff. But you know, it's the reality of it is, you know, it's a non-district game, but it's a great opportunity for our guys to fine tune some things, and for us as a coaching staff to get some things figured out on who we need in and what situations and who's going to prove that they can play four quarters. And you know, for the most part, we have some of that stuff dialed in, but there's always room for improvement from our guys and from us as a coaching staff as well.
Well, I hope everybody's healthy, because you know, you want to stay healthy this time of year. So,
right.
Hey,
yes,
have a good week of practice, and good luck next week.
Okay, Jim. Thanks a lot.
All right, that's been Austin Stolt, the head man at the Arweva Rockets.
Thinking about your future? The DMAC Carroll campus is a smart choice. Get a quality education at an affordable price, close to home. Join student organizations, meet new friends, and get involved.
You'll find supportive staff guiding you every step of the way and expert faculty ready to share their knowledge and real-world experience. Kickstart your education today at the Carroll DMAC campus. Call 712-792-1755. DMAC, life's calling.
Welcome you back to the Week 6 edition of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM and a kick 106-7. Casey Miners with you, joined in studio with a Craig Lux and a Jim Molitzer as we will run you through all of the area districts from around the area and all the area schools that we cover. We just heard from our Weaver Rockets head football coach Austin Stolk. Rockets pick up a 62-13 win, keep their playoff hopes alive, especially with Cam getting knocked off tonight by Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton. We'll run you through the area scores in Class 3A District 6. Carroll goes by Greene County. They go to 2-0 in district play. They win 35-0. Harlan gets by Creston 56-35 in a high-scoring ball game. Atlantic also moves to 2-0 in the district. They beat Perry 49-7.
Class 2A District 2, we had Kemper over Spirit Lake 41-21. ELC loses to OABCIG 50-21. And in a tight OT game, Okoboji squeaks one out 34-31 over Southeast Valley.
Jim was talking with Nick a little bit while you guys were doing interviews with all the coaches. And if you're Kemper, got to like the way the district sets up now for you. You know, you get by Spirit Lake. Okoboji had to take Southeast Valley to overtime, come back to beat them. I believe that Southeast Valley was up 28-14 in that ball game tonight. And he takes overtime to beat them. Southeast Valley, a team that Kemper handled last week 42-6. So you got to like your thoughts for Kemper going forward throughout the last 2 weeks of the regular season.
Yeah, that's a good kind of a good thing for Kemper, but you know, it could be a little scary if they can fight back against a decent opponent. Mm-hmm. It's kind of up in the air.
Yeah, it does put Kemper in the driver's seat here a little bit, and you would look at past records and stuff. But you also know that Okoboji is going to know what's riding on that game, and they're going to show up a little extra, too, for that game.
Go ahead with Class 1A there, Jim.
I'm going on to Class 1A District 2. How about that? South Central Calhoun shuts out the Raiders from East Sac 40-0. Manson, Northwest Webster, and maybe a little surprise over Emmitsburg, 36-22. And Pocahontas defeated South Hamilton 43-36.
We'll turn our attention to Class 1A District 8. ICAM Manning picks up a big district win 27-13 over Loma. Riverside gets by St. Albert 55-26. Riverside's got a really good running back down there in Jackson Gordon. He's one of the leading rushers there in Class A. Woodbury Central over Aquin Westfield 29-6, and we're still waiting for a West Monona Westwood score. Last time we knew it was 14-6. West Monona on top of Westwood. That one was in the third quarter.
8-man District 9. A lot of local area teams in this district, and we'll start off with the Glidden-Ralston-Audubon game. Tonight, Audubon hands Glidden-Ralston the loss 84-0. Woodbine all over Coon Rapids Bears 70-6. Arweva comes up big winners over Griswold 63-12. And then a thriller down in Cam again tonight. Cam battles back and loses narrowly 56-52 to Xyra.
Talk about that 8-man district a little bit, guys, and that Cam loss is really huge for a team like Arweva that lost to Coon last week, and it's also good for Coon Rapids Baird. They went out of district this week, so now they're tied with, I think, what, Cam's got two losses now in district play, so now Coon jumps into that second spot, jumping out of district this week, so that's got to be a really good thing for Arweva both and Coon with that Cam loss tonight.
Yeah, that is a good thing for both of those schools, but Audubon's coming to Coon Rapids next week, so I hope the Crusaders can pull out a miracle, but I don't know. I just have to wait and see.
We will talk with head coach Ryan Steinkamp when we come back. The New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Kemper Knights pick up a 41-21 victory tonight at home. That game was heard right here on KCIM, and we'll also have to, again, talk with head coach Ryan Steinkamp when we come back. The New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
From bump, set, spike to the crack of the bat, At Motorin of Carroll, we love our high school sports, and we love the opportunity to support our local schools, athletes, coaches, and parents. Through the hard work of our kids, we get the enjoyment of watching and listening to their activities. Other life lessons, like teamwork and citizenship, help create outstanding young women and men we are so proud to sponsor. Good luck to all of our local sports teams. From Motorin of Carroll.
It's the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks, joined by Kemper head coach Ryan Steinkamp after a 41-21 win at home over Spirit Lake. Last week it was a little bit of a slow start offensively. No such issues this week. You get a touchdown on your opening drive. You take up half the quarter. You get a 10-yard touchdown pass to Braxton Vanami. You follow it up with a three and out defensively, and you go right down the field quickly. Short pass to Griffin Glenn. He makes it a very long pass. He does it the rest of the way. 67-yard touchdown, and just like that, 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. You're up 14-0. Checking all the boxes at that point.
Yeah, I did the first quarter really well. Defense, we were locked in. Offense, you know, it was good drives. You know, we busted one big play too, but it was a short pass that, you know, Brock gets the stats for. But Griffin and Braxton did a lot of it out there with the blocking and catching and running too. So that was a great start for those kids.
At that point, it looked like you guys might start just rolling, putting touchdowns up left and right. But Spirit Lake, they battled back, and in the first half, both of their touchdowns came on drives where there was a trick play that there were some broken tackles, there was a reverse, and things like that. They were able to get a quarterback run to finish off one of those drives for a couple-yard touchdown from their quarterback final minute of that first quarter. So at that point, 14-7. The trick plays, did that look like you guys were a little fooled or just a little out of position? Or what was your take on some of those big plays they were able to get?
Credit to them. You know, they definitely got us, too. We had some lazy reps on defense. That's the thing we talk about halftime, and we didn't give up a trick play in the second half. But we had lazy technique, and the kids know that, too, and they responded well to it, and they fixed it in the second half, too. But a lot of credit goes to Spirit Lake out there. Those were some good trick plays. They were solid.
Big moment for you guys. They have third down and long, and their quarterback's under pressure, throws across his body, and Brayton Alford is there. He's able to read it, intercepts the pass, breaks some tackles on his way to your guys' first defensive touchdown of the season. And it looked like that might be a play that sets you guys up to break away, but Spirit Lake, they stayed composed there, and they would get one more touchdown before halftime, too. You guys would also get one more before halftime to go up 28-7 thanks to an 18-yard touchdown run from Jaron Hoffman. They get a big play from their quarterback just before halftime on another one of those trick plays that he was able to take to the end zone. But 28-14 at the half, what was the conversation like between you and the guys at halftime?
We got to be more locked in. That's what we talked about, those trick plays where, you know, we played the play side right, but away from it, we were lazy. The kids were lazy. They were out of we didn't get off blocks, and that's what it came down to too. And the kids watching the clips on the iPads like that too, and they knew that, and they responded well to it, and they were much more disciplined in the second half. So I was really proud of them in that sense.
In the second half, you guys were able to keep them off the scoreboard until the final minute. There were some bend but don't break. They got to the red zone, went for it on fourth down, but weren't able to convert. You guys were able to make some stops down the stretch. And then right as I got done mentioning, it's been a pretty quiet night for Jaron Hoffman. He's only got about 65 yards. He finishes with a 180 or so tonight. Scores a couple touchdowns for you in the fourth quarter. Offensive line was working hard. Hoffman was taking advantage, and it seemed like Spirit Lake might have just been tired. What did you see in that second half as Hoffman took over?
Yeah, our kids were hungry. You know, a lot of credit goes to them. They kind of called some of those plays that they saw adjustments to, and you know, our skill guys blocked really well. I was really proud of their effort of blocking. The O-line, you know, those guys played both ways, and they got stronger as the game went on, which is great. It's what you want to see.
We talked in our pregame that Spirit Lake, although they were 1-4, that might be a deceiving record. They had two losses to top five teams in 2A by less than 4 points or at 4 points. And then tonight, you guys, for the most part, take care of business. You were up 27 with just a couple minutes to go. You win by 20. What is your overall assessment of how you guys played tonight against a team that, although their record says they're 1-5, but they're dinged up, they were missing a bunch of starters, and they had you guys maybe not scared, but they had you guys on alert for a while.
Yeah, they're a good football team. That's what I told the kids. You know, I say the teams are 0-0, and we focus on one game at a time, too. Like, that's never been more true than this week, too. I saw the scores, you know, watched all the games. Like, yeah, a lot of one-possession games against some really good teams, too. And they're well coached. You know, they have a good great tradition up there, too. So, and we knew they came up with a great game plan, but our kids were ready for them.
You guys moved to 6-0, and you've got two more to go this regular season. You're up in Estherville. Jeff Blankman will have the broadcast next Friday night at ELC. Any early thoughts on what that game might look like? I know they've kind of struggled so far this season.
It's a district game, so they're all important. So we'll enjoy this one for tonight, too, and get ready for game plan tomorrow.
Congratulations on this win. A hard-fought win, 41-21. First time this season you guys score under 42, just by one, though.
Oh, yeah, we'll take it. You know, it's not always going to be pretty, and I'm just really proud of our kids tonight.
Ryan Steinkamp, appreciate your time.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Head coach of the Kemper Knights after a 41-21 victory over Spirit Lake. Kemper, undefeated, ranked number one still in Class 2A, and they'll head up to ELC next Friday night. I'm Nick Brinks on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7.
Big things are happening at Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
That was Kemper Knights head coach Ryan Steinkamp here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. They pick up a big victory tonight, 41-21 over Spirit Lake. Knights continue to roll as they come in as the preseason. They were preseason one of the top favorites, the teams there in Class 2A, but right now number one in the latest Iowa High School Athletic Association's rankings. They continue to roll. Again, they moved to 6-0 and 3-0 into Class 2A District 2. Eight-man District 9 tonight. We had a bunch of local teams in a matchup. Locally, Audubon gets by in Glidden-Ralston 84-0. We'll talk with Wildcats head coach Dave Prescott when we come back on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Welcome to the New Way Scoreboard Show. This is Craig Lux here with Glidden-Ralston head coach Dave Prescott. Dave had a really good ball club down there in Audubon tonight. Talk to me, what did you kind of see out there tonight?
Well, you know, we came down here knowing that it was going to be a tall task to be in the ball game with these guys. They've kind of roughed up about everybody they've played. And, you know, for the most part, we did come down. We did make some good plays. We, you know, our whole goal was to come down here and try and improve as a team and, you know, see what we could do against a good team. They got, you know, it just seems like when you have those numbers and everything, the ball just kind of bounces your way anyways. But we just, you know, went out and tried a couple different things and learned some stuff more about ourselves. So hopefully we'll come out of this with the last two games as a better team and, you know, move forward on to the next weekend.
Hey, Coach, and you talked about these improvements. You know, it's really tough against such a solid team all the way across the line with what he's got down there in Audubon. What improvements did you see, though?
Well, you know, for one, we, you know, learned some of the weaknesses of our ends and our lineups and some things like that. We tried to figure out that we could move people around a little bit, and that helped us to stop them. You know, defensive-wise, giving up 84 points, you know, you don't think that is a good night. We did some really good things and stuff, and we just need to keep moving on, and offensively we moved the ball a little bit. We hit some passes. We come out with some different things that we tried that we haven't been trying before. in practice, and it worked to some extent. So, you know, all in all, I think, you know, we can take away a few positives out of this, and that's what we got to do when you come into a game here.
Right, Coach. And you talked, you had some injuries and stuff, so you probably had some guys playing around and probably some positions that they really weren't used to. Talk to us, you know, did you see some things from that?
Yeah, we kind of moved into a different defense because we just didn't have the guys to fit the type of style of defense that we play. So, you know, we're hoping to get, you know, one of them back next week, and we're kind of hoping that we can go and move along, you know, with putting some other people into different spots. And it's just got to be player by committee here sometimes, but we just don't have very many committee members.
Yeah, that's always one of those challenges, especially in eight-man football. You know, you're there because you don't probably have the depth that, you know, that a lot of schools have that luxury of. And, you know, so, you know, you get to prepare for next week. You've got some guys that, you know, maybe can play in some spots that you didn't realize they were able to.
Yeah. We're going to go up against the Elkhorn Kimball. It sounds like they've been improving every week, and we're going to have to watch them on film and see who we got available, and hopefully we can see what we can do, you know, to come out. We still have a shot, you know, I would think, at being in the mix if we can pull out these last two games, and it's going to start next week against, you know, Exira Elkhorn here.
Well, Coach, I won't keep you too much longer here. Just wanted to tough loss again tonight to a very good Audubon team, and we'll wish you best of luck next week.
Yeah, hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate you guys reporting on us all the time. You know, you guys do a good job.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Coach. That was Coach Dave Prescott, and this is the New Ways Scoreboard Show.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
We welcome you back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on Kick 106.7 in a KCIM. Week 6 of the Iowa high school football season officially wrapped up, guys. Playoffs going to be here before we know it. We had some really good games in our districts this week. Kind of made that playoff picture a little more clear, potentially going throughout the rest of the weeks. We'll run you through the scores again. I'll start in Class 3A, District 6. Carroll beats Greene County tonight to move to 2-0 in district play. They are on the season 3-3 now. Overall, they win 35-0 tonight. Harlan beats Creston 56-35. Atlantic gets by Perry 49-7.
Class 2A, District 2. Kemper kind of solidifies themselves in the driver's seat for the district with a 41-21 win over Spirit Lake. ELC drops one to OABCIG 50-21. And Okoboji over Southeast Valley in an overtime thriller 34-31.
Class 1A, District 2. It was South Central Calhoun shutting out East Sac 40-0. Pocahontas area gets by South Hamilton 43-36. And a good one in Emmitsburg was Manson Northwest Webster 36, Emmitsburg 22.
In that Class 1A District 2, Manson Northwest Webster Emmitsburg game, Jim, we talked with head coach Brian Case last week. They lost to Emmitsburg. Manson Northwest Webster lost a lot of seniors from a team last year, but pick up a win. That's got to be really good for the Cougars going forward throughout the rest of the season, especially with Emmitsburg being ranked within the top eight, you know, coming into that ball game.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, you know, Emmitsburg and Manson were both tied at 2-0, and Manson's now in the driver's seat at 3-0. And let's see, South Central Calhoun be 2-1 along with Emmitsburg, and Emmitsburg would have the
head-to-head.
The head-to-head over there. So, yeah, I mean, East Sac at 1-2 is, you know, still has a shot.
Yeah, top four get in throughout that and district. Turn the page to Class A, District 8, ICAM. Manning picks up a win over Loma tonight, 27-13. Riverside beats St. Albert, 55-26. It's Woodbury Central knocking off Akron Westfield, 29-6. And West Monona and Westwood in a close one. West Monona wins 28-20.
8-man, District 9. We had the Glidden-Ralston-Audubon matchup. Audubon walks away 84-0 winners on that one. Coon Rapids Bayard drops to Woodbine 70-6. Griswold falls to Arweva 63-12. And Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Cam in a thriller 56-52.
So far in the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show, you've heard from Ryan Steinkamp, head coach at Kemper. They win tonight 41-21. And then also heard from Austin Stolk of Arweva. Rockets pick up, as Craig just mentioned, a big win, 63-12 tonight. Also heard from Dave Prescott of Glidden-Ralston. Wildcats lose tonight 84-0 to Audubon. Speaking of the Wheelers, we got Sean Burks, head coach of the Wheelers, joining us next in the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
This is Craig Lux with the Carroll New Way Ford scoreboard show, and we are here live with Coach Sean Burks from the Audubon Wheelers. Had a big win tonight down in Audubon, 84-0 over Glidden-Ralston. Coach, you know, an 84-0 win, what do we work on?
Oh, you know, there's quite a bit, actually. Probably one of the worst first quarters, first halves we actually played. You know, it sounds weird, but we had a fumble on the 1 yard line going into score. Receiver was going into score and fumbled out the back of the end zone for a touchback. We had I think we only got 3 2-point conversions on the night. Offensively, we had some dumb penalties and missed blocking assignments. I think two of our first three drives we had to go 7 plays and 10 plays. Just we were not super crisp. We weren't very explosive. And then we started to settle in a little bit in the second quarter. And then get it to half. But there's definitely some things to clean up offensively. I thought our defense played really, really well. One first down on the night, 35 plays for 19 yards allowed. There's a really, really good job on that side of the ball where I think their first half, they had 6 drives, and all 6 drives were 3 and outs that ended with punts. And then they come out in the third quarter, and we safetied them on a blocked punt. And then they had a couple more 3 and outs as well. And some of that time was JV time as well. But really proud of the way our defense played, from the varsity to the JV to the freshman, all three levels. You know, everybody got in tonight, and everybody really kept that tone and kept that focus, which allows your offense to then put up yards when they're getting the ball back after 3 plays. We really played on one half of the field a lot. And then our backups and our JV and our freshmen, you know, we kept the foot on the gas on the offensive side. You know, at half, it was 48-0. But we come out and we get 36 more points in the second half, and the vast majority of that was our younger guys. So a lot of positives for sure, but still plenty to clean up.
What was that turning point in the first half there, Coach, when you said it was kind of looking rough, and then suddenly, you know, obviously some things went right?
Yeah, you know, we had a nice punt return that set up a short field. We just got a little bit more explosive with kind of figuring out how to clean up our blocking. Like I said, the first, I think, 5 drives, we had, I think, 6 plays, 7 plays, 10 plays, and then a couple explosive ones. And then after that, I don't think we had a drive over 4 or 5 plays the rest of the night. And on the night, I think we had, we had 4 touchdown drives, then that fumble on the one, and then I think we scored on our last 7 touchdown drives or maybe 8 touchdown drives after that. So no punts on the night. Once we got it going, we got a lot more explosive. We were a lot more efficient on offense. We really stayed ahead of the chains. We threw the ball as well tonight. You know, we hadn't thrown the ball very much. We came out tonight and threw for 194 and rushed for another 325 or so. I think we ended up with about 520 yards of offense, which is a crazy number.
Yeah, it's almost video game type stats when you start putting over 500 yards. And you know, and suddenly, like you said, I think the last time I talked with you, it's just kind of all of a sudden the points are up on the board and there's not really a whole lot of effort or anything in that. You just happen to, it's just the way the ball's going to your direction.
Yeah, you know, I think that's credit to the kids for making sure that we, you know, understand the game plan. Our defense was locked in from the get-go. We had some tells on what we thought they would do for certain formations and certain plays. Just really locked into what we were going to do, which, you know, it allows our offense a little more cushion when they're getting the ball back that frequently on short field. And even when we weren't executing well, it wasn't turnovers. It wasn't major penalties. They were still gaining yards at the time. You know, when you're nitpicking over a 7-play, 69-yard touchdown and a 10-play, 67-yard touchdown drive compared to the 4-play, 50-yard drives and the 2-play, 45-yard drives. I mean, that's, I know you're picking at it, but at the same time, I mean, well, we were talking with people after the game, and they're like, you know, that was one of your worst first quarters, worst first halves, and they were right, and that was kind of the tone at halftime. It was 48-0, but our offense really didn't play very well, and they knew that.
And that's great that, you know, the kids are recognizing that and still putting out that effort even after those large leads start to occur. They realize that they've got to clean some things up, and they become that team that they are.
Yeah, our kids are pretty laser focused and they're pretty mature. So when things aren't going well and there's maybe a lack of focus or a lack of effort, you know, those guys know that and they respond to that. We can coach them hard. I will give a lot of credit to our kids because they know when we're getting after them that they you know earn that or deserve that, and they know it's not going to happen again. And they've done a good job of not allowing one mistake to be two or to start to pout or start to make excuses. They want to be coached hard because they have really high goals, and it makes it fun to coach those guys. Where we're coaching hard for four quarters, whether you're a varsity guy, a JV guy, a freshman, no matter the score on the scoreboard, and our bench guys are involved. When the JV guys were in, our varsity guys are up there helping out, coaching those guys, cheering them on, and vice versa. In the first half, when the varsity guys are going, the JV guys are doing a great job. So just a collective focus and collective energy out of our guys so that, you know, that has been really good. So tonight when there was a little bit of some lapses there, I think they took that personal, and I really don't think we're going to see those things going forward just because I think tonight was a little bit of a wake-up call for that.
Yeah, and that's always a nice thing. As you know, we're a little over the halfway point of the season. You guys are looking to be in the driver's seat here in this district, obviously. You know, you don't want to have any letdowns and have any silly slips at this point, you know, and just kind of control your own destiny into the playoffs. What do we got next week, Coach?
We go to Coon Rapids Bayard for, so to speak, district title game at this point in time, it looks like.
All right, and we'll be focusing, I'm sure, hard on that ball game this week during practice, and next game starts right now, right?
Yeah, we give the guys Friday night, Saturday to enjoy this one. We'll start watching the film. You know, they turn the page on Sunday and start prepping. I know a lot of our guys will start prepping for CRB and watching that film tomorrow. But you know, we don't want to ever, you know, take winning for granted. You know, winning's not easy in our program. It's sometimes winning starts to feel like a relief, and you start to feel like you apologize for scoring points or apologize for winning. You know, it's not easy, and we've taken our lumps other years and we know what it's like. So we want to enjoy it for Friday and Saturday, kind of the 24-hour rule. And then turn that page Sunday, and I know our kids will be focused for a big one next week.
All right, sounds great, Coach. Well, I appreciate you taking your time tonight. Congratulations again on the big win tonight. Audubon Wheelers, big winners, 84-0 over top of Glidden Ralston tonight. And they will face up with for the district championship this next week with Coon Rapids Bayard. So good luck to you, Coach, and have a great week of practice.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage again this week, guys. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great night, Coach.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Week 6 of the Iowa high school football season officially wrapped up. Casey Miners with the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show, joined with Jim Molitor and Craig Lux here on KCIM and a kick 106-7. South Central Calhoun picks up a big win tonight over rival East Sac County, 40-0. We had that game on a kick 106-7 tonight for you guys, and Brian Case is going to be one happy man following a win. We'll hear from him coming up in just a little bit.
Well, you know, I kind of did a little standings here, and we have, you know, in 3A, we have Carroll and Atlantic tied at 2-0, Greene County and Harlan at 1-1, and then Creston and Perry at 0-2, you know, so that Carroll Atlantic game at the, as the last game of the year could be for the Marbles.
Yep. Yeah, and South Central Calhoun getting a win tonight helps them. They stay kind of in that playoff hunt. Again, top four in Class 1A will get in throughout the district. We'll talk with head coach Brian Case when we come back on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
New Way Ford Scoreboard Show rolling on here again, 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCM, and on that kick 106.7. Jeff Blackman joined by Brian Case, the head football coach for the South Central Calhoun Titans. They pick up a 40-0 victory here tonight against East Sac County, keeping themselves right in the hunt for that district crown. Last I had heard, Manson Northwood Webster was beating Emmitsburg, which is what you needed, and you just said they got the win.
Yeah, we just heard that Manson won by 14, so, you know, that's exactly what we needed. We needed some help from Manson in order to beat Emmitsburg, and they did their part tonight. We got the W tonight against East Sac County, so, I mean, that sets up a big showdown next week. And to be honest with you, if we win by 15 next week, then we're back in the driver's seat. We're back in the number one position within the district. So we've got a lot to play for here in the next couple of weeks.
So that makes tonight's win even bigger, Coach. And I think you're happy, but there's some things early on, some penalties early in this game, and especially on one drive that you're going to want to clean up.
Yeah, no question. Well, even to start the game, and we had a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on us because we started the game 7 minutes late. There were some things that we were doing pregame and so forth, and just ran extra time, and we knew we were going to get the penalty, and we got it. But credit our kids, and we still went down and we scored. Mm-hmm. We ended up with 13 points in the first quarter, but I think there was probably seven penalties or so in the first quarter alone, and then, you know, I think it was four of them on one drive, and we just couldn't get on top of things. But again, credit our kids. Even though we had that adversity, even though we kept getting penalty after penalty, we eventually went down and we ended up scoring on that particular series. After that, I thought our kids settled in, and we played pretty well from that point forward in the first quarter. In the second quarter, we only put up one score. But we weren't moving the ball very well towards the end of the quarter, throwing the ball, running the ball, anything. But you got to credit East Sac County where credit is due as well. They were doing some nice things defensively and just take some things away from us.
Coach, did you say anything as a staff to those guys after all the penalties on the one driver? Did you just kind of anticipate that they'll clean it up themselves and play the way they're supposed to?
That's the only thing we said during the game, is just clean it up.
Right.
We just got to clean it up. I mean, just get focused. You know, our word of the week was to respond, and we did that. We just had to keep on responding to the adversity that we kept, you know, kicking. We shot ourselves in the foot a number of times, so we had to keep on responding to that, and we did that.
Coach, I was amazed at how well you guys dominated the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. We'll start defensively tonight. Eric said tonight it's the only game that we've not been able to run the football, and you just didn't allow them to get started. So many times you were getting penetration and contact in the backfield.
I will tell you this, that this week in practice was the first time that we actually saw the kids taking a step forward as far as penetrating,
mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, doing what we wanted to do defensively and making the offense react to what we
right.
wanted them to do. And in the past, that's what we've been known for. We've been able to play that stout defense. And tonight, we took a step forward that way. I thought that we kind of set the wall and so forth up front. They weren't able to run the football real well. And even, you know, interception, I think we had three interceptions tonight as well. So we had kids in position. So, I mean, defensively, I thought that we really took a step forward. Offensively, different story. I thought there were times that we ran the ball really well. I thought there were times that we threw the ball very well. But there were a lot of times that we just were not consistent. So we got to work on being more consistent on the offensive side of it, and we can do that. I think that we can take another step forward with this team. I mean, I don't know where the where the ending point is for these guys, because they just keep taking a step forward, and as long as they keep doing that and they keep on working on the little things, they keep being aggressive. I mean, there's just no telling how far this team could go.
You look like you got a lot of different guys that can run the football. You were bringing in Timmerman and some guys that didn't start and still having some success. So you got a lot of guys that are capable of toting the ball for you.
Well, Jeff, we brought Hayden Stickrod back last week. So when you bring him back, and he was a starter for us, he was a two-year starter for us, so we were missing him for the first 5 weeks, but all of a sudden those other guys are getting those reps. So when you bring Hayden back, now you've got that three-way rotation, and Cooper's actually running the ball a lot better as well. Starting to run behind his pads rather than under his pads. He's starting to guide his fakes better. So we're a work in progress, but we're getting there.
Up 19-0 at half, I got to say that I felt like it could have been more, but you were probably comfortable being up 19, but disappointed that it wasn't more?
No question. Like I said, I mean, there was just times that we were just sputtering.
Right.
We were running the ball well early, and then in the second quarter, it just seemed like we couldn't get anything going. It was like there was a couple of three outs in there, and we had to punt the ball a couple of times that way, especially towards the end of the quarter. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, I think that we could have probably had more than what we did. But, yeah, we held them out of the end zone.
Right.
We were able to actually finish the half and not give up a quick score right before the half.
Yep.
And we had done that two games prior to this. So that was a step in the right direction. And then we came out in the third quarter, and I think it was, what, three or four plays, and we were in the end zone again. So credit our kids. I mean, I think we put up 21 points in the third quarter alone. So we came out of the halftime, and we did what we needed to do.
I thought Cade Higgins threw some really nice balls. There was one that he dropped in right kind of right down below where we were broadcasting, thanks to Garrett Krause, and that was a perfectly thrown ball.
It's coming. He's a sophomore, and again, I mean, he's been adjusting to the speed. He's been adjusting to just like the pre-reads and so forth. And he's starting to see what we see as a coaching staff as far as like the daylight, the green pasture and so forth, and just throwing kids open. If you throw it to an open spot where only our kids can get it, I mean, good things are going to happen. And I thought he started doing that tonight. We had a first down here. I think that one of our receivers dropped it, but it was a beautiful ball again.
Yep.
But Cade, I mean, he can throw the football. There's no question about that. Yes, we want to put a little size on him. Yes, we want him to get a little bit faster and so forth and stronger. But as a sophomore, he's doing a really nice job of running the show right now.
Two late interceptions there in the first half by your defense kind of kept them out of the end zone. Almost took the one there on the final play of the half. Mac for a touchdown, got tackled right over on the sidelines in front of you, but had to be happy with the way the defense played tonight overall and getting those turnovers and the block punt as well in special teams.
No question. I mean that's five.
Yeah.
Right? And we haven't done that for a long, long time.
Right.
So, again, if our kids can stay on the aggressive side of it and make offenses react to what we're trying to do, I think good things can happen for us.
Manson, Northwest Webster next week. I know you go one game at a time, but you coaches all know everybody in your districts and you know them well, especially a team that's in your conference and this close. You know what they're about.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be a tough ball game, and obviously they're going to be riding a high after beating Emmitsburg. They're sitting in the driver's seat right now, and they know that if they beat us, then they're probably going to be the number one seed. And then, you know, look at us. I mean, we ended up getting beat by Emmitsburg, so that could push us to a number three, even if we went out.
Right.
So we've got a lot to play for, and we're going to go up there, and hopefully we'll play excited football. Hopefully we'll play responsibility football, and hopefully we can shock those guys and come away with a victory.
Come out of this as healthy as you can through 6 weeks?
Yeah. I mean, we're doing okay right now, knock on wood. But, you know, you have your normal bumps and bruises and so forth. But right now, I think we're pretty healthy.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here on Senior Night. Congrats on the 40-0 win.
Appreciate your time. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, they beat ESAC County on Senior Night. The final again, 40-0.
That was South Central Calhoun Titans head coach Brian Case in the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. We bring you back as we are approaching hour number two here on a KCIM and a Kick 106-7. Jim, we had a chance to look at some of the standings in districts and run them through after an update after tonight on how teams are doing right now. Carroll, driver's seat there in Class 3A. Kemper looking like they've got a clear path for the number one seed in their district. And we've got a bunch of other standing updates throughout it as well.
Yeah, the 1A one that we should have looked at before, you know, Manson's sitting there at 3-0, and like Brian just got done saying, you know, they're playing Manson. They're going to Manson next week, according to my schedule here in front of me also. You know, Manson's right now the leader with Emmitsburg and South Central tied, and You know, Emmitsburg's
got the head-to-head.
Yeah, Emmitsburg's got the head-to-head over South Central because of a week or two ago when they played. So, yeah, it's, you know, if South Central Calhoun can put a loss on Manson Northwest Webster, that'll be a big feather in their hat because then, you know.
Yeah, they can jump from, if I understood what Coach Case was saying, if the win over Manson, if they beat them by 15 or more, they jump from 3 right now in the district to number 1 in the driver's seat the rest of the way. And that could be huge for playoffs because you get a couple home games in that factor. But then if they lose, you know, you're sitting at 3rd, and it's going to be hard to catch ground because the 2 teams ahead of you already beat you.
Exactly. It's like they say, just win, baby. And so that's what you need to do is to take care of business.
We will step away, take a break. We'll be back with hour number 2 of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen. On 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
Fast and fearless, baby. Here we go. C2, flood right close. Press 34 dual. That's split on.
This is the New Way Forward Football Scoreboard Show.
Football!
Every score, every game, every coach. You'll hear it all from this week in high school football. The New Way Forward Football Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7 is also brought to you by Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton, Feld Fire, Mackey Motors, Outlaw Graphics, DMAC & Carroll, New Way Forward, Gatorade, Curb Appeal, and Motor In. Now let's get you caught up with all the scores.
We welcome you back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM and a Kick 106.7. Casey Miners, Craig Lux, Jim Molitor in the studio with you guys. We've heard so far from Ryan Steinkamp of Kemper, Austin Stolk of Arweva, Sean Burks of Audubon, Dave Prescott of Glidden Ralston, and Brian Case of South Central Calhoun. And guys, it's been a big week so far. We found out some more about district standings like you do every week, but hard to believe we're through week 6 already of the high school football season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of football has been played already. A lot of districts are really starting to take some shape. There's a lot of wide open races yet in some of these districts. You know, you look at the Class 1A District 2 that Jim was just talking about. You know, there's a lot of potential for some big jumps there and some moves around. And the 8-man District 9 outside of Audubon, it's really a shootout down there. Everybody's just about got a tied record down there.
Taking a look at some of the scores from around the area districts. Class 3A District 6, Carroll gets by in Greene County 35-0. We'll hear from Craig Roeder, the Carroll Tigers, coming up in just a little bit. Harlan beats Creston 56-35, and Atlantic knocks off Perry 49-7.
Class 2A District 2, we have Spirit Lake dropping to Kemper 21-41. ELC gets beat by OABCIG 50-21. And Okoboji and Southeast Valley again in that overtime thriller. Okoboji walks away 34-31 victors.
Class 1A District 2, South Central Calhoun shuts out East Sac 40-0. Pocahontas area by a touchdown over South Hamilton 43-36. And in a good game in Emmitsburg tonight, Manson takes care of knocking off the home team, beating Emmitsburg again 36-22.
Turn the page to Class A District 8. Ikea Manning with a big win on the road over Loma 27-13. Riverside beats St. Albert 55-26. It's West Monona over Westwood 28-20. And then Woodbury Central gets by Akron Westfield 29-6.
8-man District 9. We had Audubon kind of assuring themselves the driver's seat with an 84-0 win over Glidden Ralston. Woodbine comes back, knocks off Coon Rapids Bears 70-6. Arweva, big victors over Griswold 63-12. And Caminita and Elkhorn Kimbleton in the thriller 56-52. Exira walks away with the win.
Cam coming to, trying to come back late in that one, but Exira picks up the win We'll talk with head coach Craig Roeder coming up in just a little bit. We'll take a look at the Class 3A District 6 standings after tonight. Carroll and Atlantic both sitting at 2-0 in the district. Carroll 3-3 overall. Atlantic sitting at 4-2 overall. And they're followed by Harlan, who has got a win over Creston tonight. And then Perry and Creston both sitting without a win so far here in the district. And Jim and Craig, it's going to be a great game. Carroll potentially has Atlantic coming up the final week of the season. And that could be a district championship game at home for the Tigers in a big matchup.
Could very well be. We don't know. Carroll's already played Harlan, so what they have left is Creston, Perry, and then Atlantic. I'm not exactly sure where Atlantic and Harlan is without looking it up, and before the next, during our next one, I'll have that, so yep. We'll know. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
We will talk with head coach Craig Roeder of the Carroll Tigers when we come back here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Tigers pick up a 35-0 win on the road at Greene County.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Mason Nealon joined here by Craig Roeder in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. You guys tonight pick up an impressive win 35-0. What I had thought was kind of the key to your guys' game, start on the defensive end with the defensive line. Talk to me about that defensive line tonight.
Yeah, our defense was pretty much lights out all night, and it started up front. We were pretty confident on tape, you know, that they hadn't probably seen a defensive line like ours at this point. And Ty Mulbauer and Kieran Polking on the ends were just, making – they had nice contain. They were getting pressure and also keeping the quarterback in the pocket, but then Gavin Holt and Miles Pudens just wreaked havoc up the middle and just, between the chaos they had and, Michael and Quentin stayed home at the linebacker spot and they just cleaned up everything that was left. So those front six pretty much put on a clinic tonight.
For you guys offensively, I had called it probably the best – quarterback game out of Camden King so far in his young varsity career. I mean, you start off the game, and if you guys were looking at it, not many people thought you were going to go to the air early, but two of your four touchdowns in the first half come from the air. Were you impressed with what Camden King was able to do offensively tonight?
Yeah, he's coming, like I said, a year ago, he was good, too good of an athlete to just keep on the sidelines, so he played some tight end, played some B-back, played some F-back, played a little bit of everything. Week one this year was his first varsity start at quarterback, and again, not to beat a dead horse, but looking at that non-district schedule, it's breaking a new quarterback against that. He's grown. I thought last week, he took a big step, and then tonight, obviously, they were geared up to stop the run, which they should have been. I mean, if you watch us on tape, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out you better, be ready to stop the run, but our guys, all of us, we ran some really nice routes. We still missed. There's still some stuff to clean up in the pass game, but, Chase Schabel and Lincoln Burke ran some really good routes. We didn't even get to, Matt Collison. Again, he's a dangerous guy out there, and I don't even think we got to him. But so a lot of good things out of the passing game tonight.
For you guys tonight as well, in the first half, you saw the aggressiveness on fourth down. You had a couple of fourth and shorts. You had maybe a couple of fourth and kind of medium distance as well, but you guys only started punting in that second half. Was that something going into tonight that you guys wanted to play a little aggressive there?
It's just who we are, Again, Tigers don't change their stripes. We just – we are who we are, and – if with my offensive line and I, Camden's a threat to run it and you got Malik in the backfield, I'm confident to pick up 5 yards pretty much anywhere on the field. So it was by design. We were confident in what our offense looked like against what they were giving us defensively. So yeah, it wasn't really, there wasn't any hesitation on that we were going for those.
Take it back as well. You guys, for your secondary, you go against a team that has thrown the ball decently well throughout the year. Your secondary playing nice tonight, Matt Collison getting that pick as well. Were you also impressed with what the secondary could do tonight with the receivers?
Yeah, and we kind of made it a little bit more simple. Coach Wardell and Coach Schabel, we have about every coverage under the sun. So for the most part tonight, we just played some man coverage, and you know, and I think that took some of the questioning out. And Chase kind of played center field, just because we knew the stream kid's really good. You know, he's still a threat, so we kind of shaded his way a little bit. But I thought, you know, those other guys, you know, Cooper Benson and Burke and Peterson, and then when Talon Crandall came in, you know, I it was by far our best game in the secondary.
For you guys as well, you could see the passion, you could see the energy as well. Do you feel like a couple of these wins back-to-back here with Harlan and now Greene County is kind of bringing you guys back in that direction of having that high energy again?
Yeah, we're confident, you know, we were even in some of those close losses. This first game of the season where it hasn't been a one-score game, and that was brought up, you know, at halftime. I think there were some mumblings about maybe that some people might have said we can't finish a game, and I think the kids kind of took that personal, and it looked like we pretty much finished the game tonight. So
for you guys as well, I know that we had said it in our thing, you know, some of your games you started up against Harlan and then Harlan crept back into it tonight. Though, was that something you guys had practiced, is just being able to play a four quarter complete game?
Yeah, and that just comes with, you know, just, you know, a little bit of conditioning and a little bit of you know, just mental toughness. I think there's been tendency to once, you know, had a long drive and score, and then we maybe try to catch our breath and take a break, and then that's when the big plays hit. So we really kind of focused on that this week and just hammered that home that, hey, there's no plays off. If you need a break, we got guys that can, you know, give you a spell and then get back out there and play at a high level. But there was definitely a lot of energy tonight, and I think it just snowballed, you know, after we piled up a couple three and outs and then scored, and they were just it was fun to see, you know, complimentary football, and they were feeding off each other, both offense and defensively.
For you guys now, three dates left. I know for a lot of coaches, they say it's just focus on the next game at a time. But for you guys, what's the next step to get better going into next week?
You know, we're going to have to be, again, we're going to have to put a lot of time on film. Creston, they kind of two platoon, so they do a lot of stuff offensively. They'll shift and motion two or three times out of out of one set. So we just have to keep our eyes disciplined. It'll be a big thing defensively. Offensively, you know, it's just do what we do. We had a pretty successful outing down there last year, you know, and I think we're, as weird as it sounds, I think we're actually running the ball maybe a little bit better than we were a year ago. So we're not going to outthink ourselves, but it's going to be a lot to prepare for defensively. So we might use a little more time that way, and, you know, that's the focus now, trying to get above 500.
Lastly here for you guys, I know does this feel a little bit better than a Sioux City drive after a win on the road?
Yeah, it'll be a nice little 30-minute drive west, and, you know, maybe even get I might even get the film uploaded before midnight, so that'd be crazy.
Yeah, I know. You mean, this is probably the first time in a while you guys have been home before 10 on a road game.
Yeah, and I guess the running the ball and the clock moving helped that out a little bit, but plus being a short trip. So it's always, you know, wins are always fun, and the close ones with a little bit of a rivalry game makes it even better.
Well, Coach, I congratulate you on the win here tonight. Big win against Greene County tonight, and we'll let you get back on the road.
Thanks, Mason. Appreciate everything, and go Tigers.
Bruner, Reinhart & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Reinhart & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
That was Carroll Tigers head football coach Craig Rowitter here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show as we welcome you back on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM, as well as the Kick 106.7. Carroll Tigers pick up a 35-0 victory over Greene County tonight. They moved to 2-0 in the district, 3-3 overall. We'll run you through scores again here through Week 6 of the high school football season, all the area districts. Class 3A District 6, as I just mentioned, Carroll 35, Greene County 0. It was Harlan over Creston, 56-35, and Atlantic gets by Perry 49-7.
Class 2A District 2, we had Kemper over Spirit Lake 41-21. OABCIG walks away from ELC 50-21,
and Okoboji over Southeast Valley in that overtime thriller, 34-31.
Class 1A District 2, South Central Calhoun defeats East Sac 40-0. Pocahontas Area over South Hamilton, 43-36. And Manson, Northwest Webster, gets by Emmitsburg, 36-22.
Into Class A, District 8, West Monona beats Westwood, 28-20. It's Woodbury Central over Akron Westfield, 29-6. Riverside beats St. Albert, 55-26. And ICAM Manning solidifies kind of their third spot in that district right now, winning 27-13 at Loma.
Eight-man, District 9. We had Audubon tonight solidifying their position down there, 84-0 over Glidden Ralston. Woodbine, 70, wins 70-6 over top of Coon Rapids Baird. Arweva with the big win, 63-12 over Griswold. And Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton sneaks away from Cam, 56-52.
Audubon winning over Glidden Ralston, as Craig just mentioned tonight, 80-0. And then Woodbine beating Coon, 70-6. Two local teams that ran into two really, really good football teams. We heard from Sean Burks and Dave Prescott already. We'll talk with head coach Nathan Lindsay coming up at Coon Rapids River, but they ran into a really good Woodbine team tonight.
Yeah, he was very complimentary to the Woodbine bunch for being a good, big, physical football team. And, you know, I'm sure they had, and he told me they had more players. They were better, just plain and simple. But you know what? He said the kids fought hard, and he said they'll come back, and they'll play hard again this week with hosting Audubon. So, you know, they're going to get two buzzsaws in a row.
But you know what? This makes him even better when playoff time comes around.
Exactly.
We'll talk with head coach Nathan Lindsay when we come back in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Skip the ladder and hassle this holiday season. Let Curb Appeal of WCI light up your home. Hi, this is Scott. Our team custom installs bright, energy-efficient LED lights cut to the perfect length. Go for a clean, solid glow or a dazzling pattern that will wow the whole neighborhood. When the season ends, we'll take them down and store them for you next year and back it with a one-year warranty. Looking for something long-term? Ask about our permanent lighting system, perfect for holidays, game days, or any season. Curb Appeal, holiday lights handmade hassle-free. Call 712-210-9580 today.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me on the phone right now is the head man of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, Nathan Lindsay. And Nathan, it was a little tough one, but you ran into a pretty good team tonight.
Yeah, we ran into a buzzsaw. I mean, Woodbine is all that. They are 100% the real deal, and I, you know, wish them nothing but the best of luck the rest of the season, and honestly hope they go win the whole darn thing, because they have every key piece that you need to go do that. So I hope they have a great season ahead of them.
Okay. What were some of the bright spots for your team tonight?
You know, the one bright spot was our passing game got going a little bit tonight. You know, with as well as we've been running the ball this whole season, I was waiting for teams to, you know, start making us throw the ball, because we have plenty of playmakers on the outside you know what happened? I mean, we threw for over 100 yards, and I don't know. I honestly don't know if we have done that this season, and if we haven't, it's been a while. But you know, Tucker Lewis had a great night because Caden's nursing an injury a little bit, but he had a good night for being faced, pretty much thrown to the wolves. And then Gavin Heiderscheid, that receiver, had 100 yards, over 100 yard receiving. So I mean, he played well. Caleb Hoffman was another receiver that played well for us. So. Yeah, those three offensively did well for us.
Defensive side, any standout players tonight?
A couple. I mean, like Gavin played well defensively. Andrew McAllister did. Caleb did again defensively. Just that sort of thing. It wasn't, you know, a whole lot of bright spots on defense, but just everyone just kind of did, you know, we won some drives, and obviously we lost some drives, but overall, I mean, defensively, it was, again, one of those kind of collective things where everyone just did stuff good, a lot of bad stuff, though, for everyone, but again, we'll get back to the chalkboard and get after it.
Yeah, you know, on a night like tonight, you just gotta look for everything that, you know, was a positive that you can build on, and you just chalk it up to, you know, maybe they were just, you know, they had more bodies. They're just,
more prepared and, you know, a good football team. And you know what? We can learn from that and we can get better.
Yeah, 100%. We, you know, the good thing about this game is, yes, we did suffer a loss, but it's also non-district. So everything's still in front of us. Everything we've talked about since August is still in front of us. And I told the kids that that's the one bright spot is, yeah, even though this taste in our mouth isn't good, we can, you know, get it out these next 2 weeks and go make a run in district play.
Yeah, that was where I was going to go next was, you know, that game for district didn't hurt you a bit because a non-district game, you know, you're still 3-1 in the district and, you know, and you've got a couple more games to go. So as I see, you're going to be on KKRL with Tom Hawkep next week hosting the Audubon Wheelers, and they put up a whole big bunch of numbers tonight too. So, you know, I mean, obviously you've seen a little bit about Audubon. What are you gonna try to do?
Yeah, Audubon again, another big physical team that we saw tonight with Woodbine. There, you know, Audubon's. We know what they're gonna do. They're gonna run it with their two skill guys, just like us, and they're gonna send lots of bodies in front of them to, you know, get them out in that space, get that little sliver's hole that they need to hit it hard and go score. And they do it well. They execute the simple things well. And again, we're going to have our hands full again with their two playmakers, and they have a lot of playmakers, but their two quarterbacks that they rotate in and run the ball with, those two guys are, you know, we're going to have our hands full with them. But again, just like I said for last week, I'm excited for this challenge. Again, a big game, big district implication game, and obviously our last home game, senior night, all that stuff. So it'll just be a really good game. And you also throw on the radio being there. So again, just adding more to that big game environment.
All right. Well, hey, good luck to you and your team next week, and go get them.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's been Nathan Lindsay, head man of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders.
From bump, set, spike to the crack of the bat, at Motor Inn of Carroll, we love our high school sports, and we love the opportunity to support our local schools, athletes, coaches, and parents. Through the hard work of our kids, we get the enjoyment of watching and listening to their activities. Other life lessons, like teamwork and citizenship, help create outstanding young women and men we are so proud to sponsor. Good luck to all of our local sports teams. From Motor Inn of Carroll.
We just heard from Nathan Lindsay of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Casey Miners with you here in his studio. We got a couple more interviews yet to play tonight. Eric McCullough of East Sac will hear from, as well as Corey McCarville of ICAM. Manny coming up as well. We ran through all of the area district scores. We'll talk about district standings coming up, rounding out about the last half hour or so of the show for you tonight. As I mentioned, we'll talk with Eric McCullough when we come back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
New Way Ford Scoreboard Show here tonight on the CB Sports Network. Of course, Kick 106.7 and at 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCI. I'm Jeff Blankman talking right now with ESAC head football coach Eric McCullough. Coach, turnovers tonight, the block punt, just everything that could go wrong tonight kind of went wrong for you guys in the loss here tonight.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Jeff. That's
it's hard to find the things because, like you said, you know, and those are the things we talked with the kids. You know, we got to win that turnover battle for sure. But South Central played a great game. I mean, they brought the pressure. They definitely were ready to play. Our kids kind of sat on their heels, and then it just kind of kept building.
Were you surprised at all at how aggressive they were up front, especially defensively tonight?
No, we'd seen that on film. I mean, we knew they were going to try and blitz off the edge and be strong up front. You know, and we try to tell our kids and try to put them in different situations that we could do that. And we just didn't match it, you know, and we just kind of taking it. And, you know, that's probably the first game that we have not been able to run the ball.
Right.
I mean, we haven't been able to run the ball at all. And you look over our whole season, we're able to run the ball. And that's kind of what we kind of hang our hat on a little bit and then be able to throw it. So we definitely got a lot to work on this next week.
Did look like maybe the short, quick pass game was a little bit effective for you tonight. Is that something you saw and that you liked?
Yeah, you know, we knew if they were going to bring pressure and they're going to sit in there too high, it would be tough to throw deep. And, you know, and during the game when we were struggling up front with five guys to block their three and putting pressure on our quarterback, we knew we weren't going to be able to throw a lot of long stuff. So we had to try and attack that short stuff. And that's the thing about the short stuff. You have to be able to throw it and catch it. I mean, it's you got to be consistent with it. And we weren't consistent there either.
They jumped up 19-0 on their first three possessions. You shut them out the rest of the first half, down 19-0 at half. What started to go right there defensively for you guys in that second quarter?
I think in that second quarter we did maybe get a little bit more fire, try and play physical. I mean, we kind of changed our defense a little bit on the fly, see if our kids could do it. We put another guy in the box, you know, and just got lucky, I think, and finally made some tackles. I mean, you think about that first quarter. Those are things we talked about from week one. We had really poor tackling. We get out in the open field and diving and just missing those and giving big runs, you know. And we talk about there, you get against good teams, you're going to give up a few yards here and there. You just can't give up the big stuff, and we gave up the big stuff tonight.
What was the message to the guys at half?
We just kind of got after them, pushed them a little bit, tried to challenge them a little bit. When you're sitting back and somebody's swinging, you got to attack. You can't sit back and take it. You got to be able to put that foot forward and stop the bleeding. And I thought we kind of had a plan coming out, and we kick off, and then they just went right down and scored. So then I think it just kind of took all the air out of our whole self, our whole team, and we just kind of struggled there till the end and just try to survive.
Yeah, Seth Donaldson made a really nice play in the first play of the second half. And then
absolutely,
Hayden
yep,
Stickrod then breaks that one that you could kind of maybe see the momentum kind of sucked out of you guys, because I thought you came out on that first play with a different energy.
Yeah, absolutely. The first play made a great play, but then the second play, I don't know what he run,
34?
64, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's great. I mean, we had the one play, but we got to be consistent with it. And that's what we talked about with the kids is, every play is you're starting again. So we just got to come back and, you know, and of course this next week with homecoming, see if we can get focused and locked in for Pocahontas at home.
And you guys do have Pokey, and as I mentioned in the postgame tonight, this season long from over, you're still sitting at 1-2 in the district. You got a chance, you know, to get a win or two here and maybe get yourself into the postseason.
You know, Jeff, I think that's, you know, what we want to tell the kids, but we got to change what we're doing. You know, we can't come out like we did tonight and have an opportunity. We got to improve. We've got to do better up front. Where our guys play a little more physical up front. We got to be able to drive our feet. We got to catch the ball when it's thrown to us. I mean, there's just a lot of things that we need to do better than we did tonight.
Coach, what's going to be the biggest focus next week in practice, especially with homecoming going on?
That's this weekend. We'll come back and take a look at Pocahontas. I just really try to just focus on whatever team we were this week. So, you know, but of course, in the past, Pokey's been more of a spread type. They're going to be young. But they played really well, too. I mean, they played Emmitsburg to 7. I think they lost to Manson 21-0 or something like that. So, you know, defensively, it looks like they're playing real well. So we're going to have to really work on some things and just worry more about our team and getting better there.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time here tonight. Best of luck and good luck next week.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they fall tonight to South Central Calhoun by a final of 40-0.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. At athletes who give 100% no to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Miners here in the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show as we are rolling through week six of Iowa high school football season. Week seven coming up next week, and have some big matchups district wise coming up next week for you guys. We'll run you through all of the scores again tonight for you here in the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show on Kick 106.7 and a KCIM. We'll start in Class 3A District 6. Carroll wins 35-0 over Greene County tonight. They move to 2-0 and 3-3 in district play. Harlan gets by Creston 56-35, and then Atlantic all over Perry 49-7.
Class 2A District 2, we had Kemper rolling over Spirit Lake 41-21. OABCIG walks out big winners against ELC 50-21. And Okoboji in that thriller against Southeast Valley in the overtime win 34-31.
All right, Class 1A District 2, South Central Calhoun defeats East Sac 40-0. Pocahontas area over South Hamilton, 43-36, and Manson Northwest Webster defeats Emmitsburg, 36-22.
Flip of the blades to Class A, District 8. Riverside gets by St. Albert, 55-26 tonight. It's West Monona over Westwood in a close one, 28-20. And then Woodbury Central gets by Akron Westfield, 29-6. I.K. Manning in the final game there in Class A, District 8, beats Loma, 27-13.
Eight-man District 9. We had Glidden Ralston traveling down to Audubon, ran into kind of a buzzsaw down there tonight, 84-0. Coon Rapids Baird gets beat up on by Woodbine, 70-6. Arweva coming away with a big victory over Griswold, 63-12. And Cam falls to Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 56-52.
Taking a look at some of the district scores from tonight, guys, what scores really stand out for you? For me, I think it's Exira beating Cam. That's really good in that district for some of our area schools. I think that the Emmitsburg and Manson Northwest Webster score surprises me a little bit, especially with how much Manson lost a season ago, and they kind of solidifies themselves 3-0 in that district. Carroll moves to 2-0. Kemper, you know, keeps rolling. What are some of the scores and the teams that really surprised you coming out of Week 6?
That Okoboji Southeast Valley game, that's kind of a shocker there going into overtime. Okoboji pulls out the victory. They were playing from behind a lot of that.
28-14, I think, is what they were down in that game.
Yeah, down 28-14. They come back and they get the victory. You know, they show that they can win it out of a tough position, and that's, you know, showing for a matchup down the road here with Kemper later on. I think it's in 2 weeks here coming in. So, you know, that could be a really big implication there.
I don't know. I kind of think this Manson Northwest Webster defeating Emmitsburg is, you know, with, you know, what you said with what they lost from last year and coming back this year and, you know, going into the game, you know, Emmitsburg was sitting at 4-1 and Manson was 3-2. They were both undefeated in the district, and, you know, Manson goes up to Emmitsburg and, you know, steals a victory away from the home team. So
over a ranked team too. Emmitsburg came in number 8 in the Iowa High School Athletic Association polls for this week. So,
you know, that's a big feather in their hat.
Taking a look at some of those district standings so far, Class 3A, District 6, Carroll and Atlantic both come in at 2-0. Greene County is 1-1. Harlan 1-1, and Creston and Perry are both 0-2 in district play. Class 2A, District 2, Kemper moves to 3-0. Okoboji is 3-0 as well. OABCIG is 2-1. And then Southeast Valley at 1-2, and Spirit Lake and Estherville-Lincoln Central both at 0-3. Class 1A, District 2, standings. Manson Northwest Webster jumps out ahead at 3-0. Emmitsburg is 2-1. East Sac is now 1-2. South Central Calhoun 2-1, solidifying that third place spot right now. And then Pocahontas and South Hamilton played tonight. Pocahontas 1-2, and then South Hamilton is 0-3 right now in district play. Class A, District 8 standings as of tonight. You got Woodbury Central and St. Albert both picking up victories throughout the district play. Both of them are 4-0 in district play. St. Albert tonight played out of district play with Riverside. So both Woodbury Central and St. Albert 4-0 in district play. ICAM Manning moves to 2-2. Lowick and Magnolia is 2-2. Akron Westfield falls to 2-2. And right now, ICAM Manning's got a win over Akron and Logan, so they hold the tiebreaker for that third spot in that Class A District 8 standings. And then Westwood in West Monona. West Monona picks up a win over Westwood tonight, so they move to 1-4, and then Westwood falls to 0-5 in district play. And then an 8-man district 9, Audubon continues to roll. They move to 4-0 in district and 6-0 overall. Cam is now 2-2 in district play. Coon Rapids Baird was out of district play, so they sit in second place right now at 3-1 in district play. And then Glidden-Ralston and both Griswold right now Glidden-Ralston is 1-2. They beat Griswold. They move to 1-3 in district play. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton goes to 2-2 in district play, and Griswold right now sit at 0-5 in a district play.
Yeah, and you got Arweva at 3-2. So,
and that 8-man district, Audubon's probably got the first spot locked up right now. But that 2-3 is going to come down to the last couple weeks of the season.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And Arweva's playing out of district next week. So
They got Newell next week.
Yep, and then they have to go to Cam.
That's going to be a huge game.
Yeah, and here's one other thing. You got Coon is home to Audubon next week, but then they go to Glidden the last week, and in Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton they have Glidden next week, but then they have Audubon the last week. At Audubon, so it's going to be interesting in that 8-man,
especially with three area teams still trying to solidify themselves in that second or third spot. In 8-man districts, the top three teams get in. Class 3A, top two teams get in with RPI. Class 2A, 1A, and A, the top four teams get in. And that's your playoffs, for you throughout the district. So it should be really interesting going on throughout the rest of the season. We've got one more coach to talk to. We'll step away, take a break. Corey McCarvo, the IKEA Manning Wolves, joins us next as they pick up a big victory tonight, 27-13.
Big things are happening at Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me now is a victorious coach of the IKM Manning Wolves, Corey McCarville, fresh off a 27-13 win over the Panthers from Loma. Congrats, Corey, and tell us a little bit about the game tonight.
Well, yeah, we were able to get off to a nice start. We scored, I think, two touchdowns in our first two drives, and we're up 13-0. Got to give them a lot of credit. They came back and scored second quarter, I believe. Put us up 13-7. We were able to score, I think, in the third quarter and go back up by two scores. They came back and scored. So it was a 7-point ball game for a lot of the second half. We really had to reach down and get, and really kind of test ourselves. And we were able to score a touchdown pretty late in the game to go back up by 14. And, that ended up being the final score, 27-13.
Who were some of the standouts tonight for the Wolves?
We had a variety of guys make plays. Wyatt Danner, I think, had two touchdown receptions. He had a nice game as a receiver. Ben Ramsey had a really nice night as quarterback. I think he had three passing touchdowns, two to Wyatt, one to Ashton. So that was a positive thing to see. I think Davis Rasmussen had one of his better games running the ball. So we had a variety of guys step up and make plays on offense, which was really good to see. And I know on defense, we had a variety of guys really make really solid play on defense. Like John Rasmussen had a nice night at linebacker. I know, I think Wyatt Danner had an interception or maybe two. And, you know, we had a variety of guys make plays tonight, which was good.
Well, yeah, so, sounds like it. I see, you know, you've evened your record now in the district and kind of get you back in some of the action. And I think the last I saw, well, St. Albert was getting beat, but that was not a district game. So, you know, so what do you think going into next week?
Oh, we just got to continue to get better. Our run fits from an offensive line perspective have to improve. You know, we kind of really got sluggish in the middle of the game. And so that we just got to continue to improve and get better. And we got to, you know, build up some of our younger guys. So, you know, because some of these younger guys, their role is going to increase here once you get towards the end of the year.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're always wanting to build that depth so you can, you know, give some of your more skilled players a little bit of a break every now and then. And, you know, it's good to throw a young kid in and let him get his feet wet, and hopefully he can, you know, maybe earn some more playing time, correct?
Yeah.
So, all right, I see you're at home next week with Westwood. What can you tell us a little bit about Westwood?
Oh, Westwood's a good team. I mean, they're young, and I think they're improving as the season has gone along. I know they played West Monroe tonight. I don't know what the final score of that one was.
Yeah, we don't have that one yet either.
Yeah, I know that they run kind of a jet sweep type offense. They really like to try to get to the outside, so we're going to have, you know, it's going to be a challenge to make sure we don't get anything hooked.
All right. Well, hey, good luck next week. Have a good week of practice. You injury bug, you're still good?
Yeah, we'll see how some guys turn out. But, you know, there's always bumps and bruises, but hopefully everybody's
nothing
okay.
Major, I guess, is what I should say.
Yep.
All righty. Hey, that's been Corey McCarville, the head man of the IKM Manning Wolves.
From bump, set, spike to the crack of the bat, at Motor Inn of Carroll, we love our high school sports. And we love the opportunity to support our local schools, athletes, coaches, and parents. Through the hard work of our kids, we get the enjoyment of watching and listening to their activities. Other life lessons, like teamwork and citizenship, help create outstanding young women and men we are so proud to sponsor. Good luck to all of our local sports teams. From Motor Inn of Carroll.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Week 6 Iowa high school football season officially wrapped up here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, and KCIM, as well as the Kick 106.7. We are joined in studio by Nick Brinks, Jeff Blankman, Mason Nealon, as well as Jackson Kerrigan. We've got a couple happy birthdays out there before we get back to everything. I think one of them is sitting at home listening right now, and we want to sing him a happy birthday here real quick on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. So for Mr. Jeff Storyhan, who's sitting at home editing pictures right now, yeah, this one is for you, as well as Craig's birthday was last week. He missed it, so we're going to sing happy birthday to two lucky guys here, and Craig and Jeff Storyhan. Whenever you're ready. One.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jeff and Craig. Happy birthday to you.
No doubt we'll be getting a text from Jeff Storyhan in a little bit thanking us
I think maybe Jeff ought to call us.
Jeff ought to call us. There we go. He's probably sitting at home anyways listening to this. But Jeff Storyhan and Craig, happy birthday. Craig's birthday was last week. Jeff's today. So we're going through the week 6 of high school football season. Looks like Nick's got something to say.
He might be the only one listening now.
Yeah, we might have lost listeners after everybody here's heard us sing.
Now the dogs are howling.
We will run you through some more scores as we get back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. We'll start in Class 3A, District 6. Carroll picks up a 35-0 win over Greene County tonight. Harlan beats Creston 56-35 and Atlantic over Perry 49-7.
Class 2A, District 2, we had Okoboji staying undefeated with an overtime thriller against Southeast Valley 34-31. OABCIG picks up a big win against ELC 50-21. And Kemper rolls by Spirit Lake 41-21.
In Class 1A District 2, South Central Calhoun shuts out East Sac 40-0. It was Manson Northwest Webster taking control of the lead of that district with a 36-22 win over Emmitsburg. And Pocahontas area gets by South Hamilton 43-36.
Turn the page to Class A, District 8. ICAM Manning solidifies themselves at least a top three spot in the district going into next week. They win over Loma 27-13. Riverside beats St. Albert as St. Albert steps out of conference district play, for the week. Riverside beats St. Albert 55-26. Woodbury Central knocks off Akron Westfield 29-6, and West Monona in a close one over Westwood 28-20.
Eight-man, District 9. We've got that shootout between several local teams for that second place, and we'll start off with Arweva in a big win, 63-12 over Griswold. Cam loses to Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 56-52. Woodbine buzzsaws through Coon Rapids tonight, 70-6, and Glidden Ralston falling to Audubon, 84-0.
We talked about it, I think maybe week two or week three of the season that, the district's probably going to end up playing out. Audubon's going to be a tough one to beat. See tonight, they pick up a big win over Glidden Ralston. Woodbine gets by Coon Rapids Baird. Coon added district plays. So that loss, even though you want to have it a little bit closer, depending on if you got to get in based off of points at the end of the year, but that doesn't hurt them necessarily in the district race. So you got to like that. Coon going in at 3-1. Audubon, I think 4-0, maybe 5-0 in district right now.
And then 4-0.
4-0 in district play. Arweva, gets back to even in district play with the win over Griswold. And then Cam losing to Exira really opens the door big there in that 8-man district.
Yeah, it is. Audubon's pretty well got that thing solidified. But, when you got CRB at 3-1 and Arweva at 3-2, Exira EHK and Cam at 2-2, there's with 2 weeks to go, you got to take care of business. Mm-hmm. And, Coon Rapids has a tough game next week with Audubon. Arweva will be playing a non-district game, and so, they only have one district game left. They're going to play Cam the last week. Have to wait and see what happens.
In health, coming down the last couple weeks of the season, you got 2 weeks left in the regular season for everybody except for Carroll. Carroll's got 3 weeks left in the regular season because they play 9 games. But especially there in 8-man, Audubon not getting to play a lot of their kids in the second half. You'd expect them to be very well rested come towards the end of the season.
Yeah, and it cuts down on that opportunity for injuries.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got guys that aren't touching the ball, in the second half, they're sitting, they're cheering on, they're helping coach. I know Coach Burks was big about that tonight on how his varsity boys were helping the JV and the freshman guys helping coach them through and stuff. And so they're staying really involved, but they're not getting the exposure to the injuries.
Taking a look at 8-man District 8, ICAM Manning with a big win over Loma 27-13. Jim, you had the chance to talk to Coach McCarville. He was the last interview we just played. But that's a really big win for them going on the road to a Loma team the past couple of years. It's been pretty strong.
Yeah, it's a good win for them. And, and what it really does is it, moves them a little bit closer to a three spot right now. You got Woodbury Central and St. Albert's are both 4-0, and St. Albert's, they're the one with the tough schedule. I mean, they have to go to Akron next week, and then their final game's at home with Woodbury Central. So, mm-hmm. For them, it's going to be a challenge, and so you have that. And so if IKM Manning has Westwood and West Monona, which are the two bottom teams, so you know it looks good for the Wolves if you know they can, you know, maybe clean a few things up. You know, coach talks about, you know, practicing and trying to keep getting better, and again, stay away from the injury bug.
Yeah, I think what's really good is that IKM Manning team the last couple of years, Jim, you've been doing it. You've been on the Scoreboard Show with us. It just seems like they're good enough to get there, but not quite. Can't pitch out to get a close win late in the season to get into that playoff hunt. It seems like right now they are really on the cusp of that, and I think Coach McCarville is going to talk to him and say, hey, this is where the big games are. Despite playing the two bottom teams of the district, you need to win these next two games to get into the playoffs. That's a big thing for them over there in IKM.
It's absolutely huge. Absolutely huge. You know, and I've known Corey for quite a while. He'll get him going, and you know, he's got a good bunch of kids down there that
been playing a lot of football together.
They've played a lot of football together, so I think things are looking really good for IKM Manning.
Class 1A District 2, we had a local matchup there tonight. South Central Calhoun gets by ESAC 40-0. That's a good win for the Titans, as they've had dealt with some injuries, you know, and stuff like that going on throughout the season and everything else going on up there in Lake City. But they get a big win over ESAC tonight, 40-0. And that sets up a really big matchup for them next week against Manson Northwest Webster, who knocked off a ranked Emmitsburg team this week. If South Central Calhoun can get a win, they're sitting themselves in a top three spot, depending on how much they beat Manson Northwest Webster by. They could be in the first place of the district come out of next week.
They very well could be, and you know, that's, you know, I'm sure that's sitting in the back of all those kids' mind up there. And definitely Coach Case with okay, now what do we really have to do to get past the good Manson Northwest Webster team, and you know, what can we pull that they may not have seen, and this, that, and the other. And again, clean things up. You just got to keep cleaning things up.
Coach Case is always good at getting kids prepped for those big games. Mm-hmm. That's a team that you never, ever want to overlook. And, you know, they're going to come in there. They're going to be hungry. And it's just a matter of a couple touchdowns, really. And that could get them in that point situation. You know he's going to have something up his sleeve for that.
Yeah. Class 2A, District 2, Kemper knocks off Spirit Lake tonight, 41-21. Also at Okoboji, getting by Southeast Valley, 34-31 in overtime. That Okoboji-Kemper game going to be a very important one coming up in 2 weeks. Kemper's got ELC coming up next week. And you know, the one thing you worry about with Kemper, I don't think it's going to be this way because Coach Steinkamp's really good at having them look one game at a time. But if you're Kemper, you can't look a game ahead. You got to focus on ELC coming up next week.
Definitely. You can't can't say, oh, we've got this one and we're gonna start getting ready for Okoboji. It's not. You just can't do it.
No, there's nobody to overlook at this time of the season. You know, everybody's. You know, ELC wants that chance to possibly be in the hunt for a spot. They're gonna have to come up with a big win too, and you know that would be a good feather in their cap to knock off one of the undefeated.
ELC without a win so far this season, so they're at this point of the season trying to play spoiler. You know, if they can knock off Kemper and then knock off a team in the final week of the season, then they're trying to play spoiler to kind of shake up that playoff race.
Not exactly what I was gonna say, but you know, with ELC, I mean, I'm sorry, nobody wants to go 0-for for a season. You know, if you can win one game, that's the start of something. But if you don't,
and those are the dangerous teams. They got nothing to lose.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Let it all out there and go get us a victory, boys. Yeah. You know, and so nobody ever, you know, you don't want to definitely overlook that ball game.
In Class 3A, District 6, Carroll picks up a win over Greene County tonight, 35-0. More importantly, setting up a game with Atlantic potentially at the end of the season in 3 weeks. Atlantic beats Perry 49-7. And then Harlan, you can't overlook them right now. They've got Atlantic next week. That'll be a really big matchup for the Cyclones. And then because Harlan wins tonight 56-35 over Creston. So that 3A district right there, even though Carroll's sitting at 2-0 and Atlantic at 2-0, it's still wide open there for those top spots.
Exactly. And, you know, that, you know, it's, you know what's really kind of, it's, maybe a good thing for Carroll is Atlantic gets to play Harlan at home mm-hmm. which, you know, the week before, then they have to come up here to play the Tigers. So,
yeah.
So you know, they're going to have a couple of tough games. I'm not sure who they have next week, but...
yeah, Carroll closes out.
Oh, no, no. They go to Greene County next week.
Yeah. Yep.
They go to Greene County.
Next week.
Yep, they go come up to Greene County, and then they get Harlan, and then they get Carroll. So, you know,
and
they just have to keep preparing.
And Carroll closes out with 0-6 Creston and 0-6 Perry these weeks, and then they have Atlantic in week 9. So that could be a really, really important next 2 weeks, because you look at Creston – they're a team that's put up some points despite being 0-6. They played Atlantic. Atlantic won that game on a Hail Mary a couple weeks ago. So, you know, a 2-0 team in Atlantic, you know, Creston played them right down to the wire. And then, you know, tonight they hung with Harlan for quite a while, but Harlan ended up pulling away. So, you know, Carroll can't overlook Creston going into next week despite them being 0-6.
Once again, you get that, hey, let's win one, guys. Mm-hmm. Let's go out and get it. You got nothing to lose. You know, let's go play spoiler in somebody else's season.
Exactly. That's you I mean, Carroll's got to be ready to play next week. There's no doubt about it.
We will preview week 7 when we come back on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Big things are happening at Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Clogged gutters, dirty windows, lint-filled dryer vents. Don't wait till it's too late. At Curb Appeal of WCI, we make home care simple. Our gutter cleaning protects your roof and foundation from costly water damage. Our dryer vent cleaning improves airflow, lowers energy bills, and reduces fire risk. And our window cleaning leaves your home brighter, streak-free, and full of natural light. Protect your home, save money, enjoy the view. Call Curb Appeal of WCI today at 712-210-9580.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Welcome back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on 30 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM, as well as Kick 106.7. Taking a look at Week 7 of the Iowa High School football season. We got a couple of broadcast games for you across our area districts. We'll start with the games that will be on the airwaves for you next week in Week 7. Creston will be at Carroll, pregame 6:25, kickoff at 7 on KCIM with Nick Brinks. Kemper travels to ELC. Jeff Blankwin will make that trip. Pregame 6:25, kickoff at 7, and then in a really big district matchup, an 8-man District 9, Audubon travels down to Coon Rapids Baird. That's Audubon, who's in first place of the district right now, Coon in second place with a loss to Cam. Pregame 6:25, kickoff at 7 on 93.7 KCRL. Tom Hockap will have that broadcast as well. Guys, taking a look at some of the other games, what are the games really stand out coming up next week in Week 7?
Well, that's South Central Calhoun at Manson, Northwest Webster. You know, that. What we've talked about it a couple of different times, that's a chance for South Central Calhoun to possibly go from a third-place standing to a first-place standing. Coach Case is definitely going to have those kids ready and prepared, and they know what's on the line. Jim had mentioned that. I think that's going to be a really interesting game to see where that turns out.
Yeah, I'm seeing
you know, after tonight's game, Eric McCullough and crew, they want to get the ship righted, I think. And I think they got a chance at home next week with Pocahontas area and also with the Westwood coming to IKM Manning. You know, Corey's going to, you know, try to get out fast. And I think, if possible, get a chance to get some of those younger kids in and let him play and give some of the, you know, his starters a little bit of a break.
The two other area games that we got going on next week in Week 7, Glen and Ralston will travel to Exiber Elkhorn. Kimpleton, Glen and Ralston needing a win. They've dealt with some injuries the last couple of weeks, needing a win to kind of keep their playoff hopes alive. And then Arweva steps out of district. They will take on Newell Fonda as they will be up at Newell Fonda next week. We'll run you through the games again real quick for Week 7. Coming up, the games that will be on the air, Creston at Carroll, pregame 6:25, kickoff at 7 on KCIM with Nick Brinks. Kemper travels to ELC, pregame 6:25, kickoff at 7 on Kick 106.7 with Jeff Blankman. And then Audubon heads to Coon Rapids, Baird, pregame 6:25, kickoff at 7 on 83.7 KKRL with Tom Hawkap. That wraps up Week 6, the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Former broadcast partners tonight for you on the air, Craig Lux and Jim Mulder. So thank you for tuning in to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen. On 1380 AM and 95.1 FM,
this is KCIM Carroll.